The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
I know.
Joe is eating ice cream in front of our faces.
One second. Joe did not say you cannot have ice cream. He will gladly give you ice cream if you come over.
Yeah, but the problem is...
All right, I'll see you after shiur, Joe.
I said Zebby, I didn't say you.
It's a really low, the really good, low-calorie Ukrainian ice cream. That's kind of and all sorts of sharing. It's really quite good. It's very flavored.
That looks delicious.
Don't make us jealous, but okay.
Cherry vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla too. They got vanilla, chocolate, a bunch of other flavors. You buy them at, the Han in Korea.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Very cheap, obviously worthwhile. It's also called portion control. Unless you eat two of them, and then it's not so portion control.
I was told that tonight, the shiur tonight, there will be Sunday and Motzei Shabbos.
Sunday and then Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah. Sunday and then Motzei Shabbos.
So we're starting from Yud Aleph on Amud Aleph, right?
Unless they got up to Yud Aleph, I don't know. But basically, yes. I wasn't there Shabbos. I don't know what they got up to.
What's going on here? How many different people are coming on?
Ach Hashem.
So nice to see. It's nice. It's nice to see. I'm the 28 now. You got a guy, Yeshua Siegel. I wonder who's Yeshua Siegel. I wonder.
Yehuda.
Wonder who it is.
My guess would be Yehuda Siegel.
Huh?
My guess is it's Yehuda Siegel.
What's the word? I don't know. The numbers are going up now. 35, not bad.
I'd rather these numbers going up than the other ones. There's your good buddy, Greg's here.
Greg! Mr. Greg, how are you?
Huh?
He's making a shackle.
Yeah, we can see.
There we go. All right.
How are you, Greg?
Baruch Hashem. Easy and very meaningful fast.
Good. I said it was a pleasure meeting you by the seal.
Absolutely. Night. We need to do that after Sukkot as well.
I got a better idea. We can do it during Sukkot as well, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
I like it.
We can do it properly.
We'll create some actors.
I can do some Sukkot hopping. I
there
can
hop
to commit Kamrei Shomor. With Avigdor, then with Greg, and there we are.
That's it. We have to have the whole gang. Avigdor, you're in the yeshuv?
It looks like my office, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm here.
I can't tell.
I'm here.
All right.
I suppose we'll have to do.
Where am I gonna go?
Yeah, good point.
And then I'll have to do midrashet. Cannot go not visit Avi Mendelbaum.
More Hashem.
Then we'll just start going down a bit. I'm going down the line.
Back to Kochav Yaakov.
Huh?
I'm going back to Shalayim. Come to Kochav Yaakov.
And what about the Gush?
You think you have to go to Yerushalayim to get to the Gush.
Yeah.
That's what you think. That I'm going to start running around Yerushalayim just because a few people want to see me. Doesn't work like that. Sorry.
Zevi, the challenge is the CEO's ahead of you in terms of pictures with other chavrusa. That's the problem.
No, the only thing I will do, I'd like to go with Avigdor, I told him that he deserves a visit, so I'm going to visit Avigdor, and then we'll go down a bit.
That's it. Well, from there, there's only down. He's the pinnacle of Kedusha.
That's right, that's right, that's right. You're correct. I don't know if Abby will want me to come visit him during Sukkot. I don't know.
It's going to be kind of busy up here. My sister-in-law is supposed to be having her first, so I'm going to have the entire Vogel clan living here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Abby, it looks like you're back at your home. Is that right, or are you still on the road?
That is correct. I've been back home since Friday, thank God.
Well done.
55.
The school next this week.
We're going out with the numbers, I think, here tonight.
56. Lovely. Let's see how many make it through 2 hours, though. That's the real test.
Yeah.
Well, I already did Shabbos' now, so.
You did
it
on Shabbos,
yeah.
And you'll have to stick around for the second one. This idea.
Yeah, for the second bash.
I gotta get up to make tomorrow's stuff.
Good evening, Yoel Moshe, wherever you are. Good evening to you. Yoel Moshe, a book.
Yoel Moshe, who's Yoel Moshe?
There's a youngster here. There's a youngster.
Wait, which Rabbi Pepper is that?
Yoel Moshe Eisenberg.
Did I see Rabbi Pepper or I imagine it?
You do see Rabbi Pepper, but I don't know who it is.
Am
I the only one thinking it? I'll be the one who says it. Is he related to the
doctor?
He's
a rabbi, not a doctor. Yes, yes, yes.
An oldie but a goodie. Rabbi Pepper, could you take off mute for a second? I want to find out if I'm related to you. Well, all right. I don't blame you. I wouldn't do it either.
Good evening.
He's showing his picture, so he's waving. Oh, he's now also unmuted, but he's not speaking.
I can't see anything. Where? He's moved up to the...
Well, he moved up to the camera, to the pictures now.
That's him.
Oh, good evening.
That's your relative? You're related to Greg? He says yes, he's related to you.
Who's Rabbi Pepper?
He used to be from Rhode Island, and then he was Seattle, then he was Arizona. He's a Starker Yid.
Okay.
Where in Arizona was he?
It's a good question. He doesn't have a mute button, so maybe he could put up a little sign. Where in Arizona?
I used to live there, but many, 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 many years ago.
Oh, yeah, no, he was.
So you know, from Sheikh Hadash?
Let me see there now. Let me see where he is here. Hang on a second.
Probably wasn't born then.
Avon Zarov, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Zavi.
Nehemiah Zone. Wow, Nehemiah.
Shut
up. Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. For him, it's the middle of the day. Then.
It's only 3 p.m. over here.
What?
Victor, tell the new people to message me. I just put my number in the chat.
Hey there, guys. Anyone who has not spoken yet to Yeshua should definitely speak to him. Wants to speak to everybody. His number is in the chat. He is the one being miyachid all of us together, bringing us into one big happy family.
That's true.
Who says we're happy?
What happened?
Some of us are. I don't know.
How can Mo Scheisman, why aren't you coming to DY tonight? Your mom doesn't let you come?
Wow, Joe.
Scheisman, unmute. Why aren't you coming tonight?
Is anybody on from the U.S.?
I will.
Oh, ask that question.
I'm from the U.S.
They shouldn't be on from the U.S.
I'll tell you why, because you're not allowed to learn, but you're allowed to come in shoes.
Yes.
we'll let everybody make their own,
unless it's after Chatzot.
Eisenman, why didn't you come 10 DY?
It doesn't apply, but still, I'm not gonna.
Can't learn
because why?
Tired.
What's that? Do you have Shoko? Do you have everything you need there? Or are there people slacking?
The guy whose fast was over the longest is not online.
It's so nice.
Isn't it like the middle of the night for him?
It's middle of the night for those.
Yeah, but he still comes on with Zay Shabbos.
Who is this? Robert Hammer?
Rabbi Hammer. Good evening, good morning. I don't know which
one. He's not here. We're saying he's not here.
Naftali, how are you? Why are you hiding?
Israel is here, that I know. And even Yaakov Rosner's joined us. How wonderful.
Now, if only the Beit Midrash had joined.
The main thing is that Zevi Shipper's on.
Absolutely.
Yeshua,
we can do it 100% without him. I can never not agree with you.
Hey, Yeshua, you're not here?
Looks like Yehuda Price, Aaron Price is getting younger and younger.
Looks like Yeshua's on the other side of the ocean.
Do we have easy documents today?
Yeah, I'm in Lakewood.
All right, you were there Friday. That's right.
I'm trying to get these Lakewood guys together. They're being a little bit of a, being very hard people.
What do you say? Is it a Shalom Aleichem? Is it a Gvach? What is it? Thanks. Because of that, it's going to be like this. Good Zimmer. Rabbi, it's unbelievable. It's a big, big Kiddush Hashem to see so many people. Literally, I don't think there's a seat left in the house. Matzit Tisha B'Av, people after a fast, after the headaches, and it's unbelievable. Torah every day. We had a shiur here on Shabbos, also 50, 60 people. And I'm repeating that shiur. Whoever wasn't there, I'm repeating it after this shiur. So first we're starting with Daf Yud Aleph, today's Daf. And then we are going to move on and repeat Daf Yud Yud. So today's shiur is Lili Nishmasimi Mirosi Ruspas Mardochai. And by Netanel Cohen, to my daughter, my young Cohen, who becomes Bat Mitzvah today, Tisha B'Av, may she continue to grow in Derech HaTorah and be a role model for Klai Yisrael. Dedicating also to Rav Eli and the MDY crew, and Yossi Klein for the free Yuma Gemara. Here's a person that got a free Gemara and joined the shiur for that free Gemara. So it's a beautiful idea to give Gemaras. If you will stick around for Daf Yud was sponsored by Dr. Epstein. Lili Nishmas, his wife Rita, was my neighbor only a short year ago, and he donated $2,500 to the new Gemaras. Yaakov and Malkos Lattis, Refuah Shleima for our son, Alta Yishaya ben Malka Chaya, Yaakov Slatus. I said Slatus. And by Michael Ben Mela, in memory of his mother Dvorah, he's the Paras HaChodesh, Mother Dvorah, Fega Bashmol, and Father Lumenach, Menel Ben Elchanan, and the merit to make it to Umar Rosh Hashanah's year. All right. Is there another one tonight? Oh, and Refuah Shleima for Yosef Ben Sarah. Happy birthday, anonymous member. We don't know who, we don't know how old they are, we don't know if they exist, but happy birthday. They know if they are, if they don't. If you see anybody walking around with a little extra step in their walk, it's them. This is by Dean Furman. Hi. I've really enjoyed your class on Daf since I heard about you in the class on the Meaningful People podcast. Proper Geschmack. He says Geschmack here. I'm part of the Daf Yomi Kol in Johannesburg, South Africa. We're full morning 9 to 1 learning the Daf and enjoy reviewing the Daf and watching the video at the end of each day. Your visual stories and jokes make the Daf come alive. Not only is the way to teach, the way you teach awesome, but the way that you have created a community of Chevra that has so much Achdus. My great friend and neighbor, Antonino, his dad is Italian, is making Aliyah from South Africa in 2 weeks. He's moving to Ramat Beit Shemesh. I told him about the amazing sharing community, and he's super keen to join and learn with you in person. I hope there is space. Well, you know, I am leaving tomorrow night. By the way, this, I don't know if this is a record, but I'm giving 4 shiurim in 23 hours. 2 right now, 1 tomorrow morning, and 1 tomorrow evening. So, and then, Yosef, you'll get to sleep when I leave. You'll all get to sleep, Bezer Hashem, for a very long time. I told him about the amazing kindness that you have done for one another. In fact, that he's making Aliyah and he knows very few people in Eretz Yisrael and will begin searching for a job. We'll just hook him up with Yeshua Aaron Price and he'll have friends and everything will be great. He'll be in great need of amazing warmth, friendship, welcoming environment. I'm sure that learning the Dab with you will bring him much bracha. Can he join in person when he arrives? He can, but I'm not going to be here. If yes, can I put him in touch so he gets introduced to the Chevra, keep the great word, Dean Furman. You are looking? Why? Mati Middledorf says he's looking forward to me leaving because now he's going to be able to go on Zoom and he'll be able to reunite with the guys on Zoom. Okay? That's a nice way of saying, I can't wait till you leave. Dear Rebelli, I have proof that Yeshir is my lifeblood that infuses chiyus into my avodas Hashem and my day. I am a morning person and living in New York, the live share on Zoom isn't l'chatchila, but I jump out of bed each morning mit abren to listen to Yeshir on all daf at about 6:15 a.m. before Yedavin Shachris. There are, unfortunately, some days when the site, as well as Torah Anytime, does not yet have the shir posted. And although I listen to another prominent and excellent Maggid shir, it doesn't have nearly the same vitality and definitely does not hold my concentration like you manage to do each morning. These mornings are clearly not the same. There's some, you see? So he says that if you don't post it on time, he's going to go to the other Maggid shir. It's terrible. These mornings are clearly not the same. If there's something I can do financially to help this issue, maybe if you give Yosef a little bit more money. He's not getting paid enough. Why would he do it? But every time you post it earlier, you get a bonus. And listen, try it out. If it actually works, I'm going to fire him. What kind of chutz is this? Because of money doesn't do it? It will be my schos. Thanks to you and your incredible team. The video editing is unbelievable and much appreciated. Love. Someone does not want his name read. I don't know if you noticed, like, anytime Nachman Seltzer says something in cheer, not every time, somebody sent me a clip when he was arguing with the Chofetz Chaim. So there's a little Nachman Seltzer with a microphone and he goes sideways. And he comes out. It's pretty cool. And then somebody said, what kind of shtus is this? This is a serious cheer. How could you have these things in it? You can never win. You can never win. Do I have time for more? It's not even a shtush. Oh, it's 8:12 already. 10:12. All right, it's already midnight. Let's go weiter. Rabbi, does anybody know what happened to Joel Pollack? Did he have a kid? Because this is him learning in the delivery room. You see his gemara right over here. What did he have? Is it his birthday also? Like, everything's anonymous tonight. Okay, fine. Tomorrow morning we'll find out what he had. We don't know yet. And, okay, we'll show this picture next year. So if you're just tuning in now and you want to see your picture with your son, tune into the next year. Okay. Here we go. We are holding daf, yud aleph omid aleph. We are 10 daf into the sukkah. All the way in the top. We have a second lashon. So first we had Shmuel Aleph, and now Shmuel Beis. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. What do we have yesterday? That if a kila has a roof, it has to be less than 10 tfachim. So now we're saying something completely different. They might not argue with each other. They're just saying something different. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Mutar lishon bikilas chasanim basuka. You're allowed to sleep in a kilas chasanim in a sukkah lefisha ein logag. Something like this, that doesn't have a tefach on top, so it's not a noyel. So since it doesn't have a tefach, it could be more than 10 tefachim also. What about this part on an angle? That's not considered a gag. That's all part of the wall, and the wall doesn't count for a noyel. Meisvei. Hayashim bikilo basuka. So, and yesterday we said that if it does have a gag, Shmuel said if it does have a gag, it does have a tefach, it has to be less than 10 tefach. The question is, hayashim bikilo basuka. It says that if you sleep in one of these, you're not yoytza. So what do? If it has a roof, if it has a tefach, then you can't sleep in it. Toshma. Naklitin shnayim bikinoifos arba. Again, that we learned yesterday. There's a difference if it has two posts and you put a sheet on the two posts. There's two posts and a rod that connects the two posts and you put a sheet so it doesn't have a tefach gag. Or, peiras agabe kinoifais. Kinoifos is four. Kinoifos is arba. Here's the Gabi Kinoifos is psulos. So if you do it on top of the four, it's possible. Gabi nakliding shera. But what does it say? Ubavad shaloyu nakliding givayim in amita asar tvachim. It says that the two post one cannot be more than 10 tvachim. Hagvayim in amita asar psula. We just learned that Shmuel says, since it doesn't have a roof, it can be even more than 10 tvachim. Over it says mefurish, it cannot be 10 tvachim. Avishen lagag, shani naklitin dekvi. Naklitin is different. Naklitin is more of a permanent bed. And therefore, if it's more than 10, it's possible. Ikvi, leviki kinoifos. So then if it's kavua, we said, what do we say about kinoifos? We said yesterday that kinoifos, since it's very permanent, so even if it's less than 10 tfachim, it's possible. So if you're telling me that this Naklitin guy is permanent, so it should be like a kinoifos, and even less than tvachim should be also. Why only more than 10 tvachim is possible? Says the Gemara, very interesting. It's nishtahin and nishtaher. Legabi kinoifos loikvi. Legabi kilo kvi. Yes, compared to kinoifos, it's not kavua. But compared to the kilo that we started out the sugi with, it is kavua. What's going on here? So just to make it slightly easier, again, one of these charts, we have the kilo that's not kavua, and therefore it's betzem, it's not possible. We have something called a kinoif that's very, very stationary, very kavua, and very also red. And then we have this thing in between called an naklitin, it's nishtahin nishter. It's a little bit more than the green, a little bit less than the red, and therefore it has different halacha. So what's the halacha? So the kilo is not kavua at all. It's a very, very temporary kind of bed. So therefore, you need at least 10 tfachim and a tefach. Why to make it also? You need all the chumras. You need two chumras. 10 plus a tefach. This guy, the kinoif, which is very kavua, so you don't even need 10 tfachim. It's also. But the middle one, naklitin, which is kavua, not kavua, says Gemara, it's also without a tefach, but it needs 10 tfachim. It needs to be 10 tfachim. So the kinoif doesn't need to be 10 tfachim because it's very kavua. The naklitin needs to be 10 tfachim. But this guy, the kila, could even have only, it's only also if it has a tefach and 10 tfachim. Alright. Doras Rabbi Bar Avuna. Mutar lishon bekila. Mutar lishon bekila af api sheyesh lo gag. You let us sleep in a kila, even if it has a roof that's a tefach, af bishi gvoya asara. So this is interesting. It has a tefach, it has, it's gvoya asara, it's mamish, very, very temporary, and memel it's mutar keman ki Rabbi Yehuda. This has to be only according to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Le'asi oil aray mevada le'oil keva. You're in oil keva. You're in a sukkah, which is considered kavua. So oil aray, a temporary oil, cannot outdo the oil keva. And therefore, you're allowed to sleep in this kilo, even though it's 10, even though it has a tevach. This na'an amar Rabbi Yehuda. Noyagim ayinu lishon tachas amido b'fnei haskenim. We used to sleep under beds that were 10 tfachim tall in front of the skenim. And nothing happened. So the question is, why does he go through the whole arichas and say, you're allowed to sleep in a kilo, even though it's 10 tfachim, even though that, just say very simple, I pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that a kilo that's 10 and has a tefach is okay. You're not adding anything. All you're doing is you agree to Tana called Rabbi Yehuda. So just say that. Says the Gemara, Yomar Alochik Rabbi Yehuda, Avamina Hanemili Mito. That was a situation by the Chachamim, that they were underneath a bed. So underneath a bed, since the bed is made to sleep on top of it, so I would say, okay, that kind of structure doesn't ruin anything for somebody that wants to be silly and sleep underneath it. But a kila is meant for this. It's meant to sleep inside. A malay, I would think that's considered a ayal, and it's no good. That's why he came and said, it's not enough to say Allah is like Rebuda. I want to add to Rebuda and say, even in the situation of a kila, time to review the loyalty oil aram about the loyal keva. Loishna mita v'loishna kila. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because of the concept that a temporary oil structure cannot ruin a permanent one. And since you're in a sukkah, you have a permanent oil all around. So meila, your yaitza, even if you sleep underneath a bed, and even if you sleep inside a kilo. The official Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel. And we learned this. We're familiar with it. Hidlolas hagefen vesadlas. You took the vine of the grapes and you put it on top of your sukkah. And on top of that, you put sechach. At last, by the way, Dr. Epstein, you were right. I went on Google, and it is East of Eden in Chicago. That's the name of the place. I couldn't find a good picture. The picture they had were during the winter. But this is basically what, not as nice, but this is what they're trying to do during the summer. You drive by there, they have an outdoor seating area that looks similar to this. Just a bunch of gourds hanging down. So in case you didn't know that, gourds grow. They're like vines. They like to climb. Hidlo, es hagefen, es hadlas, es hakisois, ivy, vesike chagabo, psulo. You guys know what ivy is, right? It's bad. Very good, very good. What stadium has ivy? Wrigley Field. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, middle. Now I'm going to get emails in the middle. Yeah. Jonathan, you're paying attention. The only way, Uncle Phil was able to do that rhyme, is every single day he writes down what's, and you too, I see. Erev Purim. When did you get back? Friday morning, okay. Even Chutzlars is writing down. I can already see your firm. Don't put those vines on your house if you know it's good for you. Shakolye bidvaray. Whatever. Yeah. In Erev Purim, you'll see what I'm talking about. Vim hoya si is Rish Chodesh Adar. Vim hoya sikil charbe mehem. And if there's much more kosher schach than the pasul schach. Now, does anybody remember what we discussed? What's the case? There's a lot of kosher schach, but it has to be chavotan. That's to be intertwined. That's to be embedded inside the schach. Oh, k'tzotzon. Oh, k'tzotzon. What's k'tzotzon? So if we have a picture soon. Whatever, we'll get there. If he snipped the vine at the bottom, so now it's no longer mechuber lekarka. So it's kosher. So the schach is kosher. Zeh. Here's the rule. Kol shu mekabel tuma, if it can receive tuma, vein gedulim in aris and doesn't grow from the ground, ein misachim bayi. It's no good for schach. V'chol dover she'ed mekabel tuma. But if it's not mekabel tuma, v'gedulim in aris, misachim bayi. You could make schach from it. Yosef Rav Yosef kamei, de Rav Huna v'yosef kamar. Oy shekatzotzim k'sheiro, if you snip it, and it's no longer attached to the ground, it's kashiv omer rav, Sorech l'naneya. So here we have the famous halacha in Masechta Sukkah of Tasa v'loy min ha'asui. This halacha applies to other mitzvahs, maybe. It says in the pasuk, Chag ha'asukah is Tasa. L'cha shiva asiyah v'asukah v'gorin chum yitvecha. This is important, we're going to use this later. V'asukah v'gorin chum yitvecha to teach us. This is how you make schach from these things. V'asukah v'gorin chum yitvecha. What does this teach us? The classic example is hachaytet begodesh. If you have a pile of hay, so your walls and your schach already exist, but you can't fit in there. There's no, what's this thing called? There's no space. Is very, very Panovich-ish. There has to be like a good word for this. Void! Who said void? Void. Why don't you come every day, Tzaddik? We need you here. We need you. He's coming. There's no void. So what does he do? He takes a shovel and he creates a hollow void. Is this sukkah kosher? Absolutely not. But it says in the Pasuk Chag, sukkah is tasa. When you make your sukkah, it has to be kosher all along. You can't make a pasul sukkah and then create a hollow void and, oh, I have a sukkah. And we're going to see different examples of it. So here's one example that we're talking right now. He had a vine, and the vine went on top of his sukkah, and that was 100% possible. Then he takes a saw, he takes a chainsaw, and he chops the bottom of the tree, and it's no longer attached to the ground. That's tasav lemon asli. The schach was already on top of the sukkah. Before it was kosher, it was 100% possible, and then he created something to make it kosher. Therefore, says Rav, Tzarech l'naneya, I have to lift up the schach, I have to lift it up and put it back down. Now I'm Yes, it was possible, but now I just made it kosher. Just sniffing it is not enough. I have to put down, I have to lay down my schach when the schach is kosher. You hear? It's good. I love this conversation here. It's a great conversation. Comes Ravuna and says, he said it in the name of Rav, Shmuel said it. Hadrina Rav Yosef Lapei. So he turned away from him. He was mad at him. What are you saying? Shmuel, did I say? Did you hear me say?
Kol Halashon.
It's not Shmuel. All I said, it's Rav. What are you, why are you making me crazy? Rav, Amro Shmuel. It's not true. Both of them say it. I said it in the name of Rav. Okay, you heard it in the name of Shmuel. Both of them said it. You misunderstood me. The Shmuel Amar, Veloy Rav. The Rav Achshurim Achshur. What I'm trying to tell you is, don't get so mad and turn away from me. I'm trying to tell you that you made a mistake. You flipped it. You said it's in the name of Rav. I'm telling you it's Shmuel, not Rav. Don't tell me it's Shmuel and Rav and you forgot to say Shmuel. You said it, you meant both. I'm telling you it's only Shmuel and not Rav. Rav doesn't hold that you need to lift it up. Why? Because Rav is going to hold that it's enough to snip it. One snip, that's creating it. You don't have to lift it up. Kiho de Rav Amram Chasido. There's a story with Rav Amram Chasido. Who's Rav Amram Chasido? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Pei Aleph, tells a story about Rav Amram Chasido. Why is it called Rav Amram Chasido? There were women that were shvuyos. They were captives. And they were able to redeem them. And they didn't, like, they needed a place to stay for the first night or whatever. So they said, oh, the best place to put them is by the tzaddik. Let's put them by the chassid, Rav Amram Chasido. Gemara says they put them in the attic and they took away the staircase. There shouldn't be a problem with yichud or whatever. Took away the staircase. All of a sudden, Rav Amram Chasida notices like a shine, like a glow, whatever that means, from one of these shvuyos. And he chapped the taiva and he lifted up the staircase that it took 10 men to lift. He was able, his taiva caused him such like adrenaline. He grabbed it and put it. And he's running up the staircase. And he said to himself, what am I, crazy? But I need to stop myself. So he started screaming, there's a fire, fire! So the whole neighbor came running, including his talmidim, and they realized that there's no fire, and they realized why he did it. He figured the only way to get out of this is by embarrassing himself, by having other people there. So they said, Rebbe, you're embarrassing us. So he said, it's better that I embarrass you by Olam Hazeh than I embarrass you by Olam Haba. And the whole ma'is, he made a shvua, he was mashbiya zi tzahara. Okay, so that's Rav Amram Chasido saying it, because even Gdol HaDor have taivas and they have to come up with some tricks to be nitzal. Okay, so what happened with Rav Amram Chasido? Ramot chelto le parzuma din shebeisei. He put tzitzis, he held that tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shelo yazman groma, that even women are chayv in tzitzis. And mainly he put tzitzis in his wife's begadim. Talon v'le posak roshi chutin shlen. He put them in and he did something like this. It's not a nice, because if I didn't have these pictures, I would already be having, I would have the tzitzis and the whole thing. Tchelis over here means tzitzis. Okay, whatever. Oh, I should put, you mean I should not use this? So what happened was, the tchelis is over here somewhere. You can't see it. But he didn't cut this thing over here. There's no cut. He took one string, he folded it over four times, put it through, and then he had it. So now he did all the ties, all the knots, as you can see in this, don't look, it has tails over there. He did all the knots, and now the only thing that's missing is that it's one piece. It's 100% not kosher. So what do? Rav, here we go again. The same Rav that he said, Rav Huna said, you have to lift up all the schach. This Rav says, no, you don't have to do anything. All you need to do is take a scissors and snip it. In other words, by snipping it, that is creating it. By cutting the branch, cutting the bottom of the vine, you're creating the schach. That is the creation tzchach. You don't have to lift it up and put it back down. All you need to do is make it kosher. By making something kosher, that's creating it. By snipping the tzitzis, that's creating it. You don't have to undo all the knots and redo them. That's what Rav holds. By cutting the bottom of the vine, you're creating new tzchach. Okay, great. Now we're going to ask the opposite question. So now we have a chlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, by cutting something on the bottom or cutting the tzitzis, cutting the vine, that's creating it. And Shmuel holds, that's not creating it, and that's why I say it's Shmuel that said it, not Rav, and therefore you have to lift up all the schach. It's not enough to cut the vine. But it's not true. Perhaps even Shmuel agrees to Rav that cutting is enough. But Tani Shmuel Moshe Rav Chia. I think I said it, but because you didn't, I'm nachamal. There's no Baal Tosef in Torah. A similar case, but different. What happened? Not the greatest picture, I would say, but if you look closely, you could see this is one string. He took the string, folded over four times, put it into one corner, very long, and then put into the other corner, and continue weiter. It's all, they're all attached. The two corners are attached. Same story as before, but before it's one corner, now it's two corners. And then he did snip, snip, snip. He went poop. I guess it's easier, or he was trying to play around with the halacha, see if it works. My love. So you see, who says this? Shmuel says, all you need to do, snip, snip. Snipping is creating tzitzis. So if snip isn't creating tzitzis, Shmuel should say the same halacha by schach, that if you put vines on top of your sukkah and it's 100% possible because mechubel lekarka, you snip the bottom, now it's not mechubel lekarka, now it became schach, it's kosher. So that's Shmuel. So who says it's not good? Who says you have to lift it up? No one. But it doesn't say exactly when he snipped it. We could say perhaps he snipped it without making the knots. What's the problem with that? There's zero chiddush in that. What's the chiddush? I mean, then he did everything great. So that's what the Gemara discusses. My life, misvara means that he did all the knots. He did the 7, the 11, the 13, whatever, the whole thing, like this sheet, like that sheet, whatever it was. And then after he finished everything, he snipped it. Before he did any of the knots, that's when he snipped it all. I ask the Gemara Davi's question. My remember the zero chiddush. Mal the same to dafir aleph on the base 10 dafin, unbelievable. Being on knav b'shas psil v'leko. The Torah says loshin yachid that we have a knaf. It doesn't say knafois that you're supposed to put the strings into a knaf. Forget about the knots. Before the whole knots the knot take place, you have to put into one knaf, not in two. And the fact that you put it into two knafais, that makes it possible, maybe, perhaps. Kamashmon, that's the whole chiddush. We just turned to Yidalef on the base, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need shiduchim, refuahs, and yeshuas, please join tehillim.8mindaf.com. When do we start? 10. Oh, okay, we're fine. Wow, nice oilam on Zoom. Shalom aleichem, guys on Zoom. How many guys are on Zoom? 77 people on Zoom, they're all waving. I see David Hochhauser, that's the only one I noticed because he has a beard. What? Avigdor Fold. Okay, Shalom Aleichem, the ganze Olam. I'm telling you, Mamshi Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. Think about before you're doing Daf Yomi, what were you doing Motzei Tisha B'Av? Probably sleeping. Starke headache. I will tell you that, I said this before, but I'll say it again. My father's a huge, huge Maslin, huge. And he was by us in Lincolnwood in Chicago back in the day for a few months. And Tisha B'Av came, and I was sleeping. I was sleeping. Now, came out to Tisha B'Av, I couldn't sleep. Just that much. So, four in the morning, I roll into my basement. I don't know what. Okay, I had to go to my basement. I go to my basement. And my father's in the corner learning, like in a corner, just learning by himself in a corner. Hello, what's going on? It's four. He said, it's Matzah Tisha B'Av. I have all these chayvas. He couldn't learn. He has to do 7 half a day and all that other stuff. So he's learning like a machine. All right. Chumash Malon, says the Gemara, Meisvei. Gotta learn in a corner. Nah, I'm just saying. What is he gonna learn? In the middle of the basement? He found himself a corner. Learn. I'm saying that it's not for show. It's not, so somebody will see. He's in Chicago. There's no people there anyway. But even in Chicago, he didn't go to a show. He was in the basement. If you hang the tzitzis and you don't cut the strings, psulin. My love, psulim loilam. It seems like, not like we said that you just snip it and it's kosher. It seems like it's possible forever. Utayuta the Rav, and it'll be a kasha Rav, because Rav says all you need to do is snip and cut. And whenever you do that, that's a new schachas, it's brand new. Allah Rav, my psulim, psulim, machi pasku. All it means is, not that it's puzzle, because you hear the kasha. The word puzzle is a little strange. Puzzle means it's puzzle forever. Because if there's a way out of it, so just say, instead of saying the word puzzle, which is very strong, say, cut it. Say the eitzah, why are you telling me puzzle? It's very easy. Yeah? Like in the beginning of the sefer. So, like with the mavin, I think that's the pshat. But okay, he'll be doichak. Rav was doichak, he said, no, it says puzzle, but it doesn't really mean puzzle. You could say, Shmuel amar psulim loilam. Shmuel says, there's no way out of it, it's always puzzle. V'chein amar levi psulim loilam. V'chein amar masna, this is the Dafiyavi Magichir's dream. V'chein amar masna, v'shmuel psulim loilam. Three lines here, I didn't have to prepare. Igdamri amar av masna, but the diavu of the. So some say a little different. Not that he passes like that, but he, Maisa Shahaya. The Didi Hava Uvda, I had a story with myself, that I had tzitzis that we forgot to snip them. And when we went to Shmuel, there's nothing you could do. You can't cut it now and say, oh, it's too late. Meisvei, and now we have a question on Rav. Don't be confused there. We're not talking about Shmuel now. We're going back to Rav. Rav says that if you snip it, it's good. It says Mefurish that if you cut it afterwards, the tzitzis, they remain possible. So that's kasha number one. It says in the pasuk, tasa, sukkas tasa, you should make sukkas. But when you make them, they are kosher sukkas. Not from something that's already made, like that gadish, like that pile of hay. Our Mishnah, but it isn't the Braisa. If you have vines, and you add it tzchach, psula. Hey chidami, what's the case? If he didn't cut it, also, so this has nothing to do with the halacha that you created something after it was possible. Typically, for another reason, the mechubar ninu. This is terrible tzchach because it's attached to the ground. Ela b'shikitzatzam. He already snipped it. So the problem is not mechubar, the problem is, viktani psula, ushma minah, the lamrina, ksitzasin, zuasiyasan. It says mefurish in the braisa, that even though you snipped it, you have to say you snipped it, because if you didn't snip it, it's mechubar. We're not talking about mechubar here, we're talking about, tasavalei minasui. And we're saying something else, that even though it's snipped, it's not good enough. Rav says that all you need to do is cut it on the bottom, and it becomes beautiful kosher schach. Interesting answer. There's cutting. You can cut a vine and then it breaks away and falls to the side and everybody sees that it's cut. But there's something similar called shalfinu shalufei. You sit there, you know, when you take a branch and you try to break it off, it takes forever and never breaks really. And finally you get it, it breaks. So the Gemara understands that it stays right there. It didn't like cut and fly to the side. It's not attached, but still next to each other. So the problem is a different problem. Minkara, I see what they do. Other people, they walk by, they don't see that you actually created nusach. They think that it's still attached because it's right there. But nevertheless, we still remain with one bam kash on Rav that says mafurish that if you hang your tzitzis and then you cut them, it's no good forever, like Shmuel, and it's a kasha and Rav, and the Gemara says, in fact, kasha, why is it a kasha, not a tayufta? They talk about it, but again, from a kasha start minish, right? But the Gemara says it's kasha. Okay. A second ago we said tayufta, and now we're saying kasha. Let me get to know, maybe Rav and Shmuel, who are Amiroyim Betzim, they have the same machlaikis like the Tanoim before them. It says, of our Veliktim Pasul, we're talking about Hadassim. Hadassim have like these little balls. What do they call them? Like the psalm thing. Grapes? Grapes, anavim. Okay, anavim. If there are more grapes than leaves, then it's possible. But there's a way out of it. You could remove the grapes. Remove all that stuff before Yom Tov. Berries. Berries. The Gemara, I think, calls them grapes. Okay, in English, the berries. Good. I like berries better. He's right. Stomach berries. Hold on a second. What are they? Berries, berries. The new guy says berries. He's good, he's good. He's the guy from the void. Okay, so you take off the berries and it's all good. It's all good. It's the way we do it. We mavayish the new guy and then he doesn't come back. So, but you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Why are you not allowed to do it on Yom Tov? Because you're misakim mana. You're fixing your adas. You have a broken adas that you can't use because there's way too many berries. And you yank them off on Yom Tov. You're creating a new adas. So you're not allowed to do it on... What if this guy is a tremendous Rosh Tzaddik? He needs his adas. He's going to do anything he can do to have an adas, including bimchal Yom Tov. Other velikton, puzzle. We don't allow him to use it. And Chacham says kosher. So now we have three options here. I don't remember what they are, Balpeh. We have a shayla if a lulav needs an eged. Machloikis. There's three ways to learn this machloikis. I'm just going to throw it out here. I don't know them. I'll just throw at least one. Machloikis is the ktsitsa that we're learning now. Removing the berries. Is that what creates the hadas? That's one way to learn the machlekes. Or the machlekes is, do we learn lulav from sukkah? Sukkah, we know that there's a problem with tasavalim and asui, so do we have the same problem by lulav? Or the question is, do we need an eged? Do you need to have everything together in your lulav? Do you need the lulav, hadas, and arava? Is that a chiyuv? Is that something that we learn from Karban Pesach? And actually you need that? That's the machloikis. Three ways to learn this idea. One of them has to do with our sugya. The question is tzitzas and zuasiyas, by removing the berry, I just created an hadas. And that's the question. Is that okay or not? Le'emiketanoi. So perhaps that's the machloikis. Now, because I just told you that there's two other ways to learn the machloikis, so that's the obvious answer. You want to say that perhaps the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, cutting tzitzis, cutting a vine that creates the tzitzis that creates the vine, so removing the berry that creates hadas, the Gemara says no. There's another way to learn the machlokes here. Maybe the machlokes is, do you even need to put the hadas to go with the arava? Okay, so that's the sugi here, the next 10 lines. So we start like this. Savrua, smack in the middle of the page. Savrua the kulam lulav tzorach eged. So we're going to start off saying that everybody, that's a given, that you have to have an eged with your lulav. What's an eged? Like we do today, we take the koishalach, we take the adasim, the aravas, and we put it together with the lulav. So that's a given. Let's say that's a given. V'alfinon, and not only that, we learn lulav misukah. And we learned the idea of Tasav Aleim and Asui, that you cannot put a broken Adas together and then make it kosher. When you put the Adas into the Koshala, it has to be kosher already. V'chsiv, Gavitzukah, Tasav Aleim and Asui. So I learned a lula from Sukkah. Right? Talking about Sukkah. My lab, Balkam, and Pligis. So therefore, what would be the Machlokes? The man, the Machshir, the one that says that this kind of Adas is kosher, so Varminu, Gavitzukah, Ktsisosan, Zuasi, Osan, V'gavin, Lulav, Nami, Amrinu, Nikitosan, Zuasi, Osan. So if I put my hadas into my koishal and it has a ton of berries, it's not a big deal. You know why? Because when I remove the berries, I created a hadas. And it's beautiful. Now I have a hadas and a rav and a lulav. Uman the puzzle solver layer, meaning I'll be sukkah tzitzas and zuas yoson. That it doesn't work by a vine, and therefore, if it got a lulav, not in a ring, it doesn't zuas yoson, and therefore it doesn't work by a lulav. So meila, what you did was, you put a non-kosher hadas into your koishal. And that's it. You're stuck. For the rest of the sukkah, you can do whatever you want. You can remove as many berries as you want. But when you put it in, it was possible. It's like carving out a void in a pile of hay. It doesn't work. Once it's there, you can't make a sukkah. So once the hadas is there, I can't pull off the berries. Loi. So Mimela, I have a machlokes tanoim, just like the machlokes of in Rav Shmuel. Says Gemara, no, you're not forced to say that that's the machlokes, because I could, if I want, I could say the machlokes something else. The kulam, I mean, Gabi Sukkah, it could be everybody agrees by Sukkah. You don't say by Sukkah. Everybody agrees like Shmuel. It doesn't work to cut the vine. And Mimela, it won't work to cut the berries off. So what is the machlokes by hadas with a lot of berries? Can I learn, is there an iser of tasalim and asui? Man, the machshus of our loyafin and lulim suka. There's no problem of tasalim and asui. You could put a pasul hadas in the kaishala, and it's fine. Whatever happens, happens. You don't have to start off with a kosher thing. Uman the pasul sabayafin and lulim suka. And the one that says it is pasul, it's just like a sukkah. Just like a sukkah, you cannot be chaydid begadish. So too, by lulav, you can't put a pasul hadas into the eged and then make it kosher. Be by same. And another way to learn it is isvil on the lulav tzarich eged kule amalei pligi the yafin and lulim suka. If you hold that a lulav needs this eged, fine. But here the machlekes is, does a lulav require a kaishala? Not a kaishala, but I'm just saying. What? Kaishiklach. I'm gonna get, thanks. Now all those guys that started writing the email, stop. It's kaishiklach. Okay, got it. Even the Hebrew words I have a problem with. Oh, it's Yiddish. Kaishiklach. How do you know what you made them? You sold them? No? A little bit. Yeah, okay, he has experience. By the way, I was once walking in Borough Park, and a kid came over to me and asked me if I wanted to buy his kaishiklach. It was the most amazing kaishiklach ever, and I bought it. And I think I have it, and I never found the same thing. It's gorgeous. Mamash, this whole intricate thing. I look and look every year. I want to, like, renew mine. Mine is like 15 years old. The same kaishiklach. It's, you saw it? Each hadas goes in a special place, and each thing, it's like, that's why I said it. I'm hint. No, I'm kidding. I have a beautiful one. What? No, it's not kosher. He sells a $1 one. Forget it. Don't get it. But if we look at the Anatanoi. The Sanya. Okay, so here's the machlokes. Two lines and that's it. We're done with this one. Lulav bein agud bein she'eni agud kosher. The Tanakhama holds, it doesn't matter. You don't have to take the adasim and the arovas and put them together. It's still kosher. Yudoimer, agud kosher, she'eni agud pasul. It needs to be in one. The lulav, adasim, and arovas need to be together. Tied together. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, yolef lekicha magudas ezo. If he learns it from Karban Pesach. They, together with the Karban Pesach, there was Agudas Ezov. They had this thing, this bunch of these leaves, Ezov leaves. Ksiv hazem lekachtem Agudas Ezov. Uksiv hacha lekachtem lochem b'yom harishon. So that's called the Gzeir Shavah. It says over there lekachtem. It says over there lekachtem. So we learn the same one from the other. Mal alam b'agudah, just like by Pesach, it was in a bundle. Avkan, by lulav, nami b'agudah, has to be together in a kashiklach. Rabbanon, lekicha, melekicha, lo yalfinon. They don't learn out the word lekicha melekicha. Why not? So for this we must see Rashi, beautiful Rashi, important for all of Shas. Dibar maska lo yalfinon. Loy lemdua. They never learned it. And if you don't learn Gzeir Shava, you cannot just make Gzeir Shava out of your baich. It doesn't work like that. It's not a kavachomer. A person cannot make up Gzeir Shava. Elam kain lamdai mirabai virabai mirabai ad Moshe Rabbeinu. The only way you could say Gzeir Shava is if you heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu directly. The lakachtim that they had, maybe it was never said on Har Sinai for Gzeir Shava. We never heard that. Napshat. We don't like it. We never heard it. There's nothing we could do about it. If we didn't hear, then you could say Gzeir Shava from today to tomorrow. I can't help you. But we have a big crowd. It says, lulav mitzvah lagdai v'lay agdai kosher. There's a big mitzvah to do a neged, to buy a nice kashik law from a kid on 13th Avenue, put it together. It's a mitzvah. Then lay agdai kosher. If you don't do it, it's kosher. It doesn't fit into anything we've learned. E Rabbi Yehuda, if this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, ki lagdai amai kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's a chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah. You have to. E Rabbanon, amai mitzvah. And if it goes according to Rabbanon, They say you don't have to. So if you don't have to, how are you making a mitzvah if you don't have to? Says the Gemara, amazing thing. There's a special idea in all of mitzvahs, a keli vambeyu. It's not the fun of the mitzvahs. You should beautify mitzvahs, even though you don't have a chiyuv. Try to make the mitzvah better. I said yesterday, if you weren't here yesterday and you're not going to stay for this year, I'll just repeat that the Seder Hayyim, who's a Rishon, says that you're supposed to be medaktik in mitzvahs and make the mitzvahs beautiful. And he says, this is the ikker b'chol ha-mitzvahs. The ikker. Anytime you have a mitzvah, there's an inyan to beautify the mitzvah. And he says that there's a special schar. He says, you should be happy. I don't think I said on Shabbat. You should be happy and besimcha. And there's a schar noisaf alzeh. And I said on Shabbos, and I might even say again, I ate by Mendy Arabach on Shabbos and the sunset. But why do you spend so much money on your wine for Shabbos? I don't understand the inyan. So I didn't answer him right away. I said, I started answering, then Mendy said another Dvar Torah, another one. So he kept on saying, no, but what are you going to tell me? So I told him this Seder Hayyim, Zerishayim. If that's what you like, that's the way you beautify Shabbos, for me at least. Nicer wine, a nicer this, and I said, Zehu inyan kol mitzvahs. In every mitzvah you can do, you can be yoytzeh. There's a lot of people that go to the store, a lot of people, they say, give me a set of lulav and esrog, and for $22, they get a nice esrog that has like 16, bletlach, and a little bit worse than bletlach, and this, and the lulav is the niktam, azay, and it's open only like a tefach, and they take it, and they are the yoytzeh maybe, I guess, the yoytzeh. But they're the yoytzeh. We don't come to live our life to be yoytzeh. We come to beautify the mitzvahs, make the mitzvahs beautiful. Have a wonderful day, evening.
Hey, how long is the day commission?
Yes. I saw the typo too.
Two people should message me before you get in trouble with me.
No, I'm the only one on the earth that noticed it.
Yeshua, how long is the intermission? Quickly.
Yeshua's not there. He doesn't know.
Avigdor, do you know?
No.
Are we going to have guys on from New York now?
Of course. Intermission takes 30 minutes. Gary has to wake up. He has to go to sleep. Wake up.
I'm on New York, and I just turned the phone on now. What's going on, guys?
Oh, I still go. Listen, you're making a vibe.
You caught the perfect time. We're not learning Torah now.
I'm only on intermission. Only on
I told everybody.
How did you know it was intermission? No, I'm kidding.
I just finished this year now. So let me see what's going on over there. And as I turn on, I hear the guys asking how long's intermission. I'm like, okay, come on, just in time.
Are you ready after Chatzos? Because you're sitting in a high chair.
I'm sitting in a car. It's different.
The Lakewood Island is a Shvach Island. What do I do with them?
I used to try to avoid driving before Chatzos, but it's a little
somebody told me last night he wants to drive to Miran and back and then to Tras. He wants to drive around all these through because it's more comfortable than his bed.
That's right.
Good way to get around it.
Guys, you guys are enjoying the food because we're the best.
Well, we had a good time. Good food. All delicious. It's a shame you.
Yeah, but it's nice. Make fun of him.
Let's make fun of him.
Make fun of him.
Now make fun of him.
Okay.
When's the next year?
Tell him what you had for after fast. You can tell him.
One second. Is it hot It's bloody humid.
It was 35 Celsius.
What's 35
Celsius? The worst part is that the local government, they actually dropped the voltage power, so all the air conditioning in the house are not working properly. So I'm sitting in my car to get some air conditioning, believe it or not.
Gosh.
I can see you haven't lost the English accent.
Or the language.
It's bloody, so it must still be from England.
The bloody hellfire. You want me to hear that? So him barpaki means nothing, so I can say whatever I want.
Israel, is it after Chatzos by you already?
Yes, yes.
It's way past Chatzos.
Yes.
On
the East Coast, it's way past Chatzos already. It's already 4 o'clock over there in the afternoon.
My goodness. My goodness, this morning took us 4 hours. Four solid hours, my goodness. Yeah. We had a speaker and everybody had opportunity to say a different kinnah. We said it in English and then we said the footnotes of the art scroll. It was a very, very meaningful, kinnah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.